With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really pleased now to be joined by John O'Brien, who is the Linfield High School baseball coach. And, Coach, welcome to MSO.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Coach, you know, I want to start right away with the weather because, you know, usually spring and baseball sometimes don't go too well together. But you haven't had many, if any, postponements, and I wonder, what's that done to your schedule and your, you know, how you lay things out, especially with your pitching staff? Because with rainouts, that causes a problem. But good weather this year, it has to help.
Yeah, no question. I think we only had one suspended game. We've been lucky that we have turf, mm-hmm. so that we're able to play even with a drizzle. So it's worked out well for us this year.
A little chilly, but we're used to that. Coach, what did you expect? It looks like you have mostly a veteran team, juniors and seniors. What did you expect from your guys coming into this season before it got started?
I think that the kids worked really hard in the off season in the weight room and going to batting facilities and things of that nature, getting themselves ready to go. They had high expectations, and so did the coaches. I know we were a little disappointed last year with the outcome on the record, but the kids played hard, just things didn't go our way. And I think this year this group is kind of determined to succeed, and they're a very close group, so very pleased with their efforts.
If you go back to the beginning of the season and now, what improvements have your guys made in terms of on-the-field play?
I think we're hitting the ball better. I know in the beginning of the season, a lot of times the pitching is ahead of the hitting. And as we've gone along, we've started to have more complete at-bats and string some nice innings together, so that's been a big plus for us.
Before we talk about some of your kids, I have to ask you about the schedule. We're going to start with the negative first. You guys are a half game of, well, I guess in the league, you're tied with North Reading, but you have a bit better record. You're higher up in the D3 power rankings, but they give you some problems. And what's the story with North Reading?
Very well coached team. They focus on a lot of the fundamentals, and I think the first time we played them, we ended up, that was a suspended game, we ended up coming back and we had the bases loaded with two outs and 7-6, I think, and they got the final out. And the second time, I think we just made some mental and physical mistakes, errors, and, some days you have it, some days you don't.
Yeah. You know? Well, you've got some close games, but you've got some blowouts, too. What's a major win for you guys this year, if there was one? Because the Newburyport game looks pretty good, and, Georgetown's flying high in D4. But tell me about maybe the Newburyport win or another significant win in the league.
I think they're all significant for us, but if you can get some solid league wins, I think it really helps you, your program and your kids' confidence, especially in the lodge, because we play each one of those teams twice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we only see the small ones. And then we had some competitive non-league games with Belmont and Haverhill and Swampscott and Lynn Classical. So it's been a pretty well-rounded well-rounded schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Classical's flying high, too. They've had a tremendous year.
Yeah,
wow.
There's a nice drop over there.
Tell me about your captains and maybe a couple of other guys you rely on.
I have a senior outfielder who was a junior captain, and now he's a senior captain, Alex Gentile. Terrific player, fabulous kid, great leader. I think he's a multiple sport captain 2 years in a row, so he's a player that the kids rely on and the coaches as well. My shortstop, Henry Caulfield, he's a three-year starter at shortstop. He's a team captain, great leader, very positive on the field, terrific defensively, hits the ball very well. My second baseman, senior Nick Razzaboni, is a two-year starter. Very vocal with the kids, which is a great mix. Some guys lead by example and some are vocal. The kids really follow him, and he's made some great plays in the field and has had some big hits. last captain is a junior, Dave Tracy. He started as a sophomore last year. We needed him to catch. He caught for us, did a great job. And this year he's on the mound and at first base. I think he's 4-1 with 2 saves. Mm-hmm. And he's hit the ball pretty well, too. So we have pretty good leadership group.
Wow. Well, we should point out that Alex Gentile is Moynihan Player of the Month, Student Athlete of the Month, and takes a lot of AP courses and quite a leader in the classroom as well. We do have, Bill Newell did do an interview with Alex that is up on our website as the Student Athlete of the Month. So we want to make sure that people know about Alex Gentile for sure. Who else might you rely on that we don't know much about? Maybe, someone who's really improved and has come up big for you this year that maybe you weren't expecting, maybe you were.
I think one of the guys, no question, is our catcher, senior Devin Bulger. He's a natural infielder that, with the opportunity presented itself, he jumped behind the plate. He's done a fantastic job defensively, and he's hit the ball very well, too. So somebody that we wonder where we would be if we didn't have him. Providing good leadership behind the plate and getting some very timely hits.
I really appreciate when a coach can tell me about a kid that, you've moved him from one position to another, because so many times the kids and maybe their parents say, oh, no, my son is a center fielder or my daughter is a goalie, whatever it might be. So when a kid is able to change like that, it shows great leadership as well as durability.
Yes. And to be honest with you, we've had, I would say, 4 or 5 kids that didn't start as catchers in the program and ended up being very successful. So the coaches do a great job. I have terrific assistant coaches, so they have a great rapport with the kids, and the kids, you can see the kids respect them and they listen to them, and so it makes coaching fun.
That's what it's all about, John, that's for sure. Now, today, as we record this on Friday, you have a game in a tournament versus Burlington, or is that to be determined?
No, it's Burlington. It's the Brendan Grant Tournament, which is sponsored by the Brendan Grant Foundation, which was created by a bunch of people from Belmont and the young man's mom and dad, who tragically passed away on the field. So the tournament is in their honor. They also do a road race. They had wrestling tournaments. It's been incredible, the mm-hmm. support and the outcry from the Belmont community and surrounding areas.
That's always a tough thing, and but it's always important, I think, when coaches talk to the kids about the name that's on the tournament. We think particularly in this area, the Harry Gannis stuff. So that's a great thing. It looks like good weather. Will you have a good following going down to Burlington?
Yeah. We always have a good showing. Parents and fellow students and the kids' friends and some of the coaches' friends and stuff. So it should be a good weekend. The Belmont doesn't have a field because of the new high school that was built on the varsity and JV field. So they're, I think, a year away from building their field. So they were lucky enough to secure Belmont Hill School as the site for the tournament, which is a beautiful field.
Finally, Coach, the tournament's coming up. Linfield is in pretty good position. The most recent rankings, which came out on the 23rd, have you in 12th, number 12 seed. And but also, Bishop Fenwick from the area is at number 10. Triton is 18. North Reading, 23. Newburyport, 24. So the first 24, you're stacked with local schools. What's your expectation, and what do you do this week in terms of preparing for the tournament?
As far as expectations, the sky's the limit for us, and I think the kids have that in mind as well. They want to succeed all the way to the finals. Mm-hmm. Take some luck, take some great pitching, some timely hitting, things of that nature. But we have a pretty good ball club. I'm very proud of the way the kids have played this year and competed. Trying to think what else you would ask.
Just preparation. What will you be doing now?
We'll play today. We'll play tomorrow. Then we're going to give the kids the weekend off, And then Tuesday, I believe we're going to set up a scrimmage, depending on where we finish up on the power rankings. We'll scrimmage one day next week, and I would assume that we might be playing on the weekend. So we'll try to get our pitchers a little work and see some live pitching, and then practice, you know, all the stuff that we try to do to get better and keep the kids engaged. And I think this is a big week for the seniors as well as the prom and stuff like that coming up.
So, when's graduation? When's that?
I believe it's Friday the 2nd, I believe.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I know it's a particularly trying time for coaches come graduation time. John, thank you so much for taking the time and meeting us. I appreciate it. Congratulations on the fabulous year you've had, and hopefully we can talk during the tournament.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Coach. Be well. Take care.
Again.
All right, bye-bye. That is John O'Brien, who is the Linfield High School baseball coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.